We do have several visitors here today, and so we're glad you came our way. We hope that it'll be profitable for you to be here. We're going to talk about a lesson this morning. The question is Christianity practical? You know, many people who choose not to live the life that is pleasing to God will claim that the Christian life is not practical. See, we watch others and see that they do not seem to find Christianity practical to be used in our society. And the world is such an allure that they cannot and will not focus on Christ and try to follow His will. And too often, most people will try to rationalize the whole theory of Christianity and never get around to actually applying it to their life. So hopefully this lesson will make sense and we can start being active Christians rather than just active thinkers. See, most people try to take Christianity and try to make sense of it. And sometimes that is difficult to do, especially if you try and think in human emotional thought. See, the problem is it's really impossible to understand Christianity from a human perspective. The Apostle Paul said that the world considers it foolishness, but he also says the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. 1 Corinthians chapters 1 through 3 tells us that story. And some people want to throw emotions into it or try and intellectualize it so that it makes sense to them. When really, you think about it, it's a matter of faith. And intellectually thinking really doesn't go along with faith. See, only then do they think they can begin to apply it. See, Christianity is much more than a philosophy of religion. It is actually a way of life. And we have got to learn how to live this life if we are going to please our Father in heaven. And as a result, find the salvation which He offers to us. See, some people want to discuss the theory of Christianity without talking enough about living the life of Christianity in practice. In other words, they want to talk the talk, but they're not willing to walk the walk. See, we can do this if we learn to apply what we believe into everyday situations and problems. So real practical Christianity involves the following. A way of living. It is a strange thing that many can believe they are a Christian, but do not live like one. Yes, many people claim that. They claim, oh, I love God and I'm a Christian. But then you look at them, I mean, they're no different than the world out there. So the question is, can one be a sailor without getting on a boat? Can they claim to be a sailor? No. In many fields, it is against the law to claim a status, a position, or degree, or credentials in a fraudulent way. You know, somebody flashes a badge, says they're in law enforcement, and if they're not, that is a felony to do such. And of course, a lot of times people have been considered as frauds, like some doctors may not have the right to practice, but they've got a piece of paper on their wall, and they treat people, even though they may not have the right to do so. All right, so we know there's imposters all around us. Everywhere we go, there's imposters. And do you ever check the wall on your doctor's to see if it's their name on the degree? I mean, usually we just take that for granted and have the faith that, well, if they've got a certificate up there, it must be theirs. See, the point we're making is that one can no more be a Christian without living a distinctive life that mirrors our Savior, Jesus Christ, and follows the teachings of Christ. See, if we read Matthew 5, 14 through 16, we are supposed to let our light shine so that all can see. We are not supposed to cover our relationship with God. And the life of a Christian is to be different from that of the world. It's got to be distinctive. And we may live in the world, but we are not supposed to be of the world. And so our behavior, our lives, our even our speech should determine that we are not of this world. The Christian life also gives us a way of loving. And when dealing with relationships, we find that love is the foundation of every good relationship. And Jesus said that our love for one another will show the world that we belong to Him. John 13 and verse 35. And this kind of love demonstrates itself by action and not merely words. 1 John 4, 7 through 21, a whole lengthy passage describes the love of God and how we should adopt that love for our fellow Christians. If God loved us, we should love each other. The Christian life also gives us a way of sharing. And from the very beginning of the church had fellowship together, or sharing together. Acts 2:42 talks about that. And this was not limited to association, but demonstrated in sharing. Remember the early church, they opened up their homes, they shared their meals, and they spent time with each other. And they helped those who were visiting. Remember, 3,000 had were baptized that first day, and they had come from all over the region. So we continue in Acts chapter 2 through Acts chapter 4, a continuous showing or demonstrating of sharing their things with other saints. Some even sold some property and allowed the saints to use that money. They all made sure that no one was in need of any necessity. The Christian life is practical because it also gives us a way of learning. And when Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me," he gave the guideline of the development of our faith. The Christian life is one of constant, continual growth. We should be growing. If we're not growing, we're declining. We are dying. And so we may grow so much and reach a plateau, but once there, we need to focus upon the next plateau that we can reach. Some people say, "Well, I'm going to read my Bible so far, and then that's enough for me." Or they get to a certain level that, "Well, I'm good enough to be a Christian, so I don't need to do anymore." And that's not what the life is all about. See, we should never be satisfied at where we are, because then we will be as the rich man who said, "Soul, you have much goods, enjoy your wealth," at which time the Lord said, "Your soul is required of thee this very night." In Luke 12, 16 through 21. See, from spiritual babies, we are to grow. We're to grow by longing for the pure milk of the word we read about in 1 Peter 2 and verse 2. We are commanded to study God's word so that we may rightly divide God's word. And that's 2 Timothy 2:15. That means to understand the difference between the old and the new covenants, between the covenants and the different testaments and the laws that applied to each one. And we are to grow into all aspects into Him, as we read in Ephesians 4:15 and 16. And so when it talks about growing to all aspects of Him, we're talking about Jesus. And of course, His church is included in that. After all, when we look at Jesus, He is our perfect example, which we are to imitate. The Christian life is practical because it gives us and demonstrates a way of teaching. The first and foremost duty of any Christian is to teach others. And as we mature, we are able to teach those new to the faith and those who are also younger than us. We have that example in Titus 2, verses 1 through 7, as it explains the more experienced men and women should teach the less experienced men and women in all aspects of living the Christian life. And Jesus said in His Great Commission, "Go make disciples and teach them all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Matthew 28, 19 and 20. So we teach others by our words, the words that we say. We teach others by encouragement, also known as edification. And we teach others in our communication. And our communication could be including our words, but also our actions, our example. And we teach others by these ways. And if we are to be lights in this world, we must make the effort to teach people these things. You know, it's not enough to just show the truth of the Bible. Sometimes we can tell people about the Bible all day long. We can tell people they need to follow the Bible. We can tell people they need to obey the Bible and all the passages that are in it. But if we're not showing the right example, they're probably not going to pay attention to what we have to say. So we have to translate these truths into our everyday life situations. When it comes to any situation that may arise, how do we behave? How do we act? How do we respond? How do we talk about it? I mean, so all of these are included. And if we can focus on Jesus and speak as he would speak and behave as he would behave, or any of the early Christians, then we would have more success. See, we must not only tell the world about Christ, but we must also demonstrate it. We can tell other people they need to be faithful to God, but we need to show it in our lives as well. So the question is, as we conclude this, have you applied your faith in these areas of life? All of these ways of life that we talked about, ways of growth and learning and sharing and teaching and loving and living. Have we applied those things? Have you applied those things to your faith? If you have not, we urge you to make the decision to start doing that and get right with God. So we're going to offer the invitation, if anyone has a need to respond, to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ by believing that he is the Christ, the Son of God, that he died on the cross for your sins, and changing your life, repenting, turning away from your sin, and start living for God, to confess the name of Jesus as your Lord and your King, and then be baptized for the remission of sins. And then continue the rest of your life growing and learning and living the Christian life. If we can help you in any way, we invite you to come while together we stand and sing.